Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication which celebrates women in business by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Aja Nichols. She's going to tell us the truth about dentistry. Our guest today is a U.S. Navy veteran. She graduated with a B.S. degree from Kentucky State University. She also attended and graduated from Indiana University School of Dentistry. In 2016, she opened Lifestyle Dentistry and has been voted one of Atlanta's top dentists. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is currently featured in our 50 Women Making Their Mark in Metro Atlanta edition of People You Need to Know Business Guide. Dr. Aja Nichols, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Really, really doing good. Great day. Sun is out. Seeing patients, all that good stuff. So I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, we know you're extremely busy, and we appreciate the time you're going to spend with us today. So we're going to get right into
Absolutely.
It, okay?
Cool.
Well, Dr. Nichols, why is dental treatment so expensive?
You know, honestly, I say this to patients all the time. It's not that dental treatment is expensive. It's that when, let's say you stay away from the dentist for a while, because everybody knows majority of people do not like going to the dentist, right? So let's just say you stay away for a while, and then you finally come back. And so once you come back and we take x-rays and we do your exam, we normally tell you everything that we see that's going on, okay? And so when you have a patient who is literally coming in every 6 months, we get the chance to stay on top of things. So if there's a small stain spot, right, then we get to keep an eye on that if it becomes a cavity. When we don't see patients on a regular basis, all of that stuff happens within the years that patients may not come to the dental office. And so then by the time they come here, cavities have become really big. They need a crown. Now it's close to the nerve of the tooth. You may need a root canal. And so it's a lot of things that really are compounded when you stay away from the dentist for too long. So, you know, it's not that we want to, you know, get on your nerves every 6 months and be a burden to you, but it really does give us a chance to stay ahead of the game instead of playing catch up when you finally come in and we have to present this treatment to you like, oh my gosh, you need this, 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 and this. Coming in every 6 months allows us to stay ahead of that so that it's not super expensive. Also, let's say you do come in after it's been years. I ask patients this all the time. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So because things are listed and you see this big number at the bottom, that doesn't mean that we have to do all of those things all at once, right? So you just kind of tackle it. You do what you can, when you can. You just don't want to forget about it, stay away because it's too expensive. I tell patients all the time, the longer you wait to get it done, the more expensive it's going to be. And it's not because my fees will go up. It's because now something that was maybe one surface or just one portion of the tooth that had a cavity, now it's two surfaces of the tooth. And so the more the surfaces, the higher the fees go. And so really to combat it being so quote-unquote expensive, it really is just getting in the habit of coming every 6 months so that you and your doctor can stay ahead of things so that things don't get worse.
So if you want to keep your dental costs down, make sure you go see
yes.
the dentist every 6 months, right?
Every 6 months, yes. And, you know, and we get it. Life happens. You get busy, but even if it's 6, 7, 8 months, you just want to make it a routine to come in, have a checkup, Make sure there's nothing going on. I always tell patients as well, you never want to wait until it hurts to come in. And same reason is because, okay, now we know that when it's hurting, that means it's closer to the nerve. There's a higher probability that you're going to need a root canal and or a crown.
Well, Dr. Nichols, how can someone without dental insurance get dental work done without breaking the bank?
Got that. So that's an easy question as well. So you first want to look at dental insurance for what it really is. It really is a coupon, basically. A lot of patients think that they absolutely have to have dental insurance to get dental work done. Dental insurance is just saying, hey, we'll cover some of your expenses. And so, you know, we that's one of the things we harp on here. We educate patients to understand that dental insurance is something that can help cover the cost of things. It really is a coupon. And so what people don't understand is that although they may have insurance, there's a maximum that your insurance is going to pay. It's not saying, hey, we're going to cover this for forever. It's saying, hey, we're going to cover this up until we send you $1,500 or we send you $2,000, which is a really high maximum. And so patients, we just like to educate them to say, hey, this is not going to ever cover everything you need, because they're just saying they'll help you out this much. So what I tell patients, what we offer patients, are in-house plans, okay? It's not insurance, but it's an in-house plan saying, hey, if you have this much work that needs to be done, we can offer you this. And it's basically a membership saying that, hey, because you're loyal and you really want to get this work done, we will give you a discount plan so that it is comfortable for your pockets. It feels like insurance because we're actually helping cover the bill, which is, you know, taking fees off. And so it's a membership. So if you don't come to Lifestyle Dentistry, wherever you go, ask if they have an in-house plan or a membership plan or a discount plan because you don't have insurance. And it's amazing what you'll be able to find out at dental offices, because those in-house plans work wonders far more than insurance, because insurance has the ability sometimes to say, hey, we know we said we'll cover this, but nope, we're not going to cover this. And things, and it's different, you know, like we're following what it says for your insurance, but they still at the end of the day get to choose whether or not they're going to cover work that you've already had done. And then it leaves, you know, the patient like, well, I thought insurance was going to cover it. And we did, too. And at the same time, they get to do what they want, to be honest.
Well, Dr. Nichols, for the people who may not be able to tune in for the entire show, why don't you go ahead and give me your phone number real quick so they can call you about that in-house plan?
Sure. It is 678-888-5895.
One more time, please.
678-888-5895, and Adrian will take great care of you.
All right. I'm going to tell you something, Dr. Nichols, what I like about you. You seem to really care. You can be called Atlanta's caring dentist. Where'd you get this caring spirit from?
You know, I always joke and say, like, you know, people say, how are you? I'm like, hey, I'm out here saving the world one tooth at a time. I've just always loved helping people. And the thing that's so rewarding about dentistry, Spark Plug, is I have yet to know of an industry, a career that can literally help change and spark someone's confidence immediately when you're working with the smile. When someone is able to smile comfortably and laugh comfortably and not have holes in their mouth or in their teeth, like, it really does something to their confidence. They walk in work with more confidence. They walk in a job interview with more confidence. They go on dates with more confidence. And so me being able to be a part of that restoration of a person's confidence or self-esteem, it really, really, really does something for my heart. Like, it really does. Like, I enjoy seeing that. That's why I'm so gung-ho about educating patients and just making sure I give them information so that they can make an educated decision. I tell patients all the time, if I can't show you a picture or something on an x-ray to explain why you need a filling or a crown, just don't do it. I really want them to trust me, because not every dentist is in it solely for the money. You know, I have patients who come in here and, oh, you know, and they said I needed this and I didn't need it. And so I really just love helping people and love building rapport with people to let them know, like, hey, I really am here for you. Like, I really do want you to understand why we have to do this. And so that's just something that really, really has been a part of me, definitely since dentistry, but really all my life. Like, I just love making people smile, and that probably sounds
beautiful.
Cheesy coming from a dentist, but I really do love making people smile.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's talk a little bit about flossing. How often should you do it? Once, twice, three times a day? Give us. I don't want to say the dirty truth, but give us the truth about flossing.
Okay. So in a perfect world, in an ideal world, you would want to floss after every time you eat. I'm a realistic dentist as well. I ask patients, hey, how often are you flossing? And, you know, I know they give me the not so true version of it, but I tell them, whatever you're doing now, if you are honest enough to say, hey, doc, I floss once a month, I would merely tell you to double it. Do twice a month. And really, it's to fit into your schedule. I just want you to get into the habit of it. There's a joke that I tell patients also, only floss the teeth you want to keep. And so I love it when they pause, like they think about it, like, well, I want to keep all of my teeth. And so I kind of nod and say, yes, so floss all of your teeth. But you really want to, let's say I get this all the time, you know, a patient comes in and says, hey, you know, doc, my spouse says that, you know, I have horrible breath or what have you, like my breath stinks and I brush all the time. Well, what people don't know is when we eat, there's food byproducts that get stuck in between our teeth. So I'm not sure if you've ever looked at your floss when you floss, but it's like little smashed up mashed potato looking kind of thing, right? And that's just food byproducts that get caught in between our teeth. And so I tell patients all the time who come in with a breath inquiry, or, you know, they want to know, like, why their breath stinks, I literally do a test, spark plug, and I'll have them floss in between three or four teeth, and I have them smell the floss. And it's 100% of the time the exact same smell that they smell. And so that's where the education begins, where I say, hey, so brushing is great, but those bristles can't get between the teeth. And so that's why we harp on flossing. That's where a lot of patients get cavities as well. When you have stuff that's stuck there and you're not cleaning it well, flossing it out, I'll say what I tell kids all the time. It really is like the sugar and byproducts of the food get down there, and they just have a party. They know that nobody's coming to clean them out. They have a party. Their party leaves dark spots afterwards and decay afterwards. And that's how you get cavities. So it really is important for breath purposes and to remove things that the toothbrush just can't remove.
And we're going to talk about the breath thing here shortly. But let's talk a little bit about which one is better, the electric or the tooth or the regular toothbrush. I use the electric, but is the electric really better than the manual? I know which one I like the most, but I like to hear from the experts.
Yes. So, you know, we thank God for the manual toothbrush. We thank, you know, God for allowing them to invent the manual toothbrush. But the electric toothbrush has just been proven to just give you a better clean overall. So another thing that I like to explain to patients, the average patient brushes for 30 seconds a day. And we're supposed to be brushing for a full 2 minutes, okay? And so when we're getting ready for work, getting ready to go out, whatever, we're brushing, and it feels like 2 minutes. We really don't get how long 2 minutes is. And so the average person brushes for 30 seconds. So a manual toothbrush only can work with how fast our hand moves, right? We can only go so fast. An electric toothbrush, number one, battery operated. Number two, it does this thing called oscillate, okay? You'll have a little circular head that goes back and forth sweeping your tooth, okay? And so one of the toothbrushes that I sell in my practice, it does 40,000 strokes per minute, okay? And so if we're brushing for 2 minutes, that's literally 80,000 strokes. Research says that with a manual toothbrush, we don't even come close to 40,000 strokes in 31 days. And so
wow, so let me ask you this question,
that,
though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, now all your life, they've told you to brush for 2 minutes with the manual. Now, if the electric is so much faster, why do you have to do 2 minutes with that? Why not a minute?
So you still want to get 2 minutes basically just says you have all the time in the world to get every surface of your tooth.
Okay.
And that's really it. You're not staying around just one area. You're literally just going to every surface of the tooth. And so with the electric toothbrush, it's doing the work for you, meaning it's going back and forth, and it still needs that 2 minutes to hit every surface of the tooth.
All right.
So the toothbrush I sell in the office even tells you, it comes with an app, and it tells you, like, yep, nope, you didn't really do that quadrant well. Stay there. Like, it's pretty phenomenal.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's another show in itself. Let's get to cavities a little bit. Can someone with a cavity, can they do herbal treatment like oil pulling to make it go away? And does charcoal on the cavity really work?
These are really good questions. So, you know, we have a group of patients who want to stay away from fluoride, which is in toothpaste. We have a group of patients who want to stay away from whitening, and so they use the charcoal. So I have had patients who have done the oil pulling. And, you know, Spark, I do a lot of reading and research just so that I'm in the know as well for my patients, because I don't do oil pulling and I don't use
charcoal.
Hold
on, let me interject. Tell our listeners,
yes,
what is oil pulling?
So oil pulling is you literally can have a coconut oil. And so what you want to do is swish it around in your mouth. Now, what people don't really know is that what research shows that it may have, when it may have some type of good results, is they're literally doing that for 20 minutes a day. And I'm not sure if you've ever swished anything around in your mouth, but 30 seconds, it's like, oh my gosh, my jaw's hurt. And so doing something for 20 minutes a day can be super cumbersome and really hurt, be uncomfortable. When you already have a cavity, that's where it also just doesn't work either. Now, let's say you didn't have a cavity, you're doing oil pulling. Hey, if it's working and you haven't had a cavity, absolutely, keep going for it. But if you have a cavity, it does not, what we call, remineralize the cavity or make the cavity go away. A cavity is literally decay that has eaten away at your tooth structure, so oil pulling does not replenish that tooth structure. So when you already have a cavity, you have to get a filling. Otherwise, it will get bigger, and kind of like at the beginning of the show, we were saying, now you need a crown, now you need a root canal. But it really doesn't work if there's already a cavity there. Cavity really means cavitation as well in your tooth, like a hole in your tooth. So it does not replenish tooth structure. Now, as far as the charcoal, I've had patients who say, oh, I see results. And I've also had more patients who come in for a cleaning because the charcoal has started to leave dark spots on their teeth. okay?
Mm.
So our teeth are really porous, okay? And so a couple of things. If I put anything black on my teeth, when I rinse it off, it's going to look whiter because other things, my gum tissue and lips, they're still going to have the darkness on it, right? So automatically it's going to look, when you contrast something super dark like a charcoal and you rinse it off, it's going to look super white, right? And so it really is a trick of the mind almost to say that, oh, my gosh, it works. I've had probably, let's see, since I had my own practice, probably 10 patients who, you know, strictly just use charcoal to try to whiten their teeth. And I'm not kidding you, Spark Plug, only two of them said, hey, this actually works. Like, I really do like it. So the jury's still out on charcoal. One of the other things that I think I tell patients is if charcoal were all that it was cracked up to be at this moment, believe me, Procter & Gamble, Colgate, Crest, all of them, they would capitalize on getting your money. Like, that's what they do. Like, they would say, hey, this stuff really works. Let's put it in a toothpaste or sell it, and they would sell it. Like on the, you know, in your grocery store, in your local store, they would be capitalizing off of it. So the jury's still out. Like I read research, but I also go by what my patients are telling me. You know, I can't go off of what someone else says. You know, I'm just not sure if they've used it like they said they have or if they're being paid to say it. So I go off of any patients that I have in here.
Well, let's get to a very sensitive topic. Why do people have morning breath? And is there any way to minimize it?
So a way to – well, first of all, I believe everyone has morning breath. No matter how pristine your mouth is, I just believe that everyone has morning breath. Really is because a lot of times when we're sleeping – we sleep with our mouths closed, right? And so it's very warm and moist in your mouth, right? And so we all know that warm, dark places can also, you know, that warm, dark places also grows mold, right? And so warm and moist, dark places. And so there's a lot of bacteria already in your mouth. And so when you are sleeping and have your mouth closed, like, really, it's just like let's say you ate an onion the night before and you didn't floss or brush.
Do people actually eat an onion the night before?
Oh, please. I can't imagine. I'm sure.
Wow.
But, you know, it's just because, number one, a way to minimize it is to brush and floss before you go to bed. And I've actually had, well, this happens to me myself. Like, how in the world can my breath stink and I brushed and flossed before I went to bed? And it really is just holding your mouth closed and not letting any air in. Like, it really is just as simple as that.
Hold on a second. Uh-huh. Let me interject
here.
So are you telling my listeners to sleep with their mouth open?
I'm not, because that could cause, I'm telling your listeners to be okay with morning breath. It's fine.
Okay,
right. It's natural. It's normal. You know, don't talk about anybody who's morning breath. Now, if their breath continues to stink throughout the day, that's a different thing. But
well, that's my
morning
next, that's
breath
my next
is
question.
Natural. Okay.
That's my next question. How can you tell a close friend, a family member, or a significant other that they have bad breath?
Gosh, great questions.
Is it bad breath or odorous breath? Which one is the most politically correct?
So malodor is the most politically correct way to say it. But, yeah, so, you know, Sparkplug, I think there are times where we make things a little bit harder than what they have to be. We think people can't handle, and not even the truth, like just we think people can't handle things. And so we make it this big story like, oh, my God, how can I tell, you know, so-and-so that their breath stinks? And really anything that you do in life, when you come from a place of love, like really, like you just can't lose. So
okay.
if there's a close family member, I'm not saying you have to tell them at Thanksgiving while everybody is around, but it really is a hey. It really is a hey. Like, you know, I really am telling you this because I love you, and I know other people may have felt the same way, or other people may smell it, but hey, have you been to the dentist lately? I had a friend reach out on Facebook to ask how to tell her best friend. And she literally said, like, you know, I love you. You're such a great person. And they sell cars. You're such a great person, like, and I know you speak to a lot of people, and I just don't want anyone to be able to say that your breath stinks. And so have you been to the dentist? You know, like, is there anything I can do, you know, to help you? And it really went over well. You know, like, when you come from a place of caring and love, it's different to just tell somebody, like, man, your breath really stinks. That's different than saying, like, hey, I really do care about you. I hope you don't take this the wrong way because, you know, I think someone else is just not telling you. And I want to be your friend. I really do want you to know versus, you know, having people talk about you behind your back. I really want to be just the one to tell you that I do care. And I do smell something. Like, you know, please let me know if there's anything I can do. I've talked to my dentist. It happened to me before. She told me to floss more, you know. It really is not as hard as we make it. It's just uncomfortable. And I think once we get over that of it being uncomfortable or we thinking that the next person couldn't handle it, I think it'd be awesome. Like your friends, your family would be super duper grateful that you actually told them the truth. And, you know, and another thing, a lot of people don't really smell their own breath. We have these sensors in our nose, and they're called adaptive sensor. And once we get adapted to a smell, we can't smell it anymore. It's kind of like when you're cooking at home. Once you start cooking, first when you cut up the onions, you start smelling everything. But once you're there and you've eaten and everything, you can't smell it until you walk out of the house and come back in. Like, oh, gosh, you know, it does smell like food. And so,
well, Doc, we got 2.5 minutes left.
Yes.
Tell me in
yes.
about 30 seconds before we bring this interview to a close. Tell us why you decided to advertise Lifestyle Dentistry in Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
You know, I like doing business with people that I like, people who are genuine. I've seen what you've done for other women. I love how you celebrate black women. I love how you celebrate the culture of Atlanta. And so it was a no-brainer for me. It was perfect timing. Perfect situation, and everything has been nothing but grade A since I've decided to market with People You Need to Know magazine.
All right. And in 30 seconds, tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
Sure. You can connect with me at Lifestyle Dentistry, Smyrna, Georgia, on Facebook, Instagram, Lifestyle Dentistry, ATL, or definitely just give us a call at 678-888-5895. And check out our website at lifestyledentistryatl.com. And feel free to ever just swing by, check out the office, see if this is a place you'd even enjoy to come. So we look forward to meeting you.
Beautiful office as well. Well, Dr. Aja Nichols, owner of Lifestyle Dentistry in Smyrna, Georgia, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another brilliant job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you lead or linger behind, whether you try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Spark Plug Radio is a proud promoter of Dr. Aja Nichols in Lifestyle Dentistry. Give them a call today.